Did I tell you? Yes, I did, about that fella, that hobo. He came to a town so late and so tired, and he was looking for a hotel or a place or a flop house, and there was just one light in one house, and so he went in, and it happened to be the city morgue. It was all full of corpses. There was one empty casket there, and he thought it didn't matter to him. He lay down in that casket. He thought he'd have a good night's rest there. And presently, one of these corpses next to him got up. He had been brought from an automobile accident, and they thought he was dead, and he wasn't. He came to himself. And that frightened this hobo so that he got stiff. He did. He wanted to yell and he couldn't. He couldn't open his mouth. He tried. He tried to kick. He couldn't move any limb at all. And this fellow next to him got up and walked out. But after a while, some men came in. One was a doctor, and he was looking for somebody to bisect or dissect or intersect. And so he looked at this fellow, this hobo, and all this hobo could do, he couldn't talk. And maybe he prayed in his heart, I don't know. But anyway, he certainly was shine taut. Well, they left him lay there, and next day some men came and they nailed a lid on the casket and took it out to bury it, and he still couldn't move. He was really frightened. Were you ever frightened like that? Anyway, he really seemed dead. And finally the pallbearers came and they put that casket down into the hole, and then they took a shovel. But when the first shovel of dirt hit that lid, there were some cracks in it. The fella had a sneeze, had a sneeze hard. And now this grave digger's got stiff, eh? Well, I'm just trying to wake us all up. See? That's what happens to a lot of saints. They think they're crucified with Christ, but don't get them sore. Oh, but beloved, the cross of Christ actually presents me with that life that has not only been crucified, but glorified.